news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Another weekend of protests turned deadly after a man was shot and killed Saturday night during a clash in Portland. The shooting late Saturday was likely linked to fights that broke out when about 600 vehicles filled with Trump supporters confronted protesters downtown. Police said they arrived on the scene within a minute, but the man who was shot, a Trump supporter and member of the right-wing group Patriot Prayer, died. In response to the weekend's events, the governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, said that she would authorize other agencies to help Portland police crack down on demonstrations. Meanwhile, Donald Trump and Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler on Sunday went at each other over the sometimes violent clashes between anti-racism protesters and conservative counter-protesters. Trump called the mayor a fool and blamed him for letting unrest spread in his city. Mayor Wheeler said Trump was the one fanning the flames at a time when he should be promoting peace.
Do you seriously wonder, Mr. President, why this is the first time in decades that America has seen this level of violence? It's you who have created the hate and the division. It's you who have not found a way to say the names of black people killed by police officers, even as people in law enforcement have. And it's you who claimed that white supremacists are good people. Your campaign of fear is as anti-democratic as anything you've done to create hate and vitriol in our beautiful country. You've tried to divide us more than any other figure in modern history. And now you want me to stop the violence that you helped create. What America needs is for you to be stopped so that we can come back together as one America while recognizing that we must demand that all people, black, brown, white, every color, from every political persuasion, pull together and hold all people accountable in stopping racism and violence. And we together are peaceful again under new leadership that reflects who we really are. We the people of this great nation. President Trump, you bring no peace. You bring no respect to our democracy. You, Mr. President, need to do your job as the leader of this nation. And I, Mr. President, will do my job as the mayor of this city. And we will both be held accountable, as we should.
That was Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler. Trump fired back in a Twitter tantrum. CNN's Wolf Blitzer reading one of dozens of Trump's tweets.
The president immediately responded in his usual fashion on Twitter, calling Wheeler, and I'm quoting now, the wacky, radical, left-do-nothing Democrat mayor of Portland who has watched great death and destruction of the city during his tenure. And that was just one of dozens of tweets and retweets the president fired off today. Another actually questioned the official death toll from coronavirus, and that was deleted by Twitter.
Joe Biden issued a statement that read in part,
the deadly violence we saw overnight in Portland is unacceptable. Shooting in the streets of a great American city is unacceptable. I condemn this violence unequivocally. I condemn violence of every kind by anyone, whether on the left or the right, and I challenge Donald Trump to do the same.
Meanwhile, despite being urged by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers not to come, Donald Trump is scheduled to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday. In a letter, Governor Evers told Trump that he was concerned that his presence coming a week after two people were fatally shot during a protest, quote, will only hinder our healing and delay our work to overcome division and move forward together. The White House said Trump planned to visit Kenosha on Tuesday anyway, despite the governor's plea. Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes also said Trump shouldn't come, claiming Republicans, quote, centered an entire convention around creating more animosity and more division around what's going on in Kenosha. In other very disturbing news, the Trump administration has now informed members of Congress that the Director of National Intelligence will no longer brief them in person on election security issues. The move has increased concerns that the administration is trying to undermine election integrity. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff said it is possible the House could subpoena intelligence officials to testify on election interference as one way to counteract the new restriction. unbelievable. A new New York Times report says that the Justice Department in 2017 secretly curtailed that investigation of Donald Trump's personal and business ties with Russia, which the FBI had started in the days following Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey. Some career FBI counterintelligence investigators reportedly worried that Trump's decades-long Russia ties posed a national security threat. Then acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe had approved the investigation and believed Robert Mueller, the special counsel appointed to investigate Russia's election meddling and any links to the Trump campaign, would follow up. Mueller's team secured 36 indictments and convictions of Trump advisors and confirmed Moscow's effort to help Trump win, but then Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who appointed Mueller in the first place, quote, curtailed the investigation without telling the Bureau, all but ensuring it would go nowhere, that according to this new New York Times report. Andrew McCabe explained,
when we opened that case, I was obligated by policy to tell Rod Rosenstein exactly what we were doing and why we were doing it. The reason for that obligation is to give the DAG, the Deputy Attorney General, the opportunity to say, no, don't open the case, or to question us or to question our motives. Rod didn't do any of that at the time. In fact, he supported what we were doing. He supported it so much that when I went to Congress to brief them about the steps that we had taken opening a case on the president, Rod went with me and sat exactly on my left and never raised an issue, never raised a concern. And we discussed specifically in that briefing that the case I had opened was a counterintelligence investigation. So for Mr. Rosenstein to come out now and profess to have had some concerns at the time that he never raised and never acted upon, I think is just it's preposterous. It's revisionist history.
And finally, you'd never know it by listening to the speakers at last week's Republican convention or the president himself, but the United States is still in the midst of a deadly pandemic. The number of coronavirus cases here in the U.S. passed 6 million on Sunday as infections spiked in parts of the Midwest. Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota all saw record one-day increases in new cases. Wonder what could have happened in South Dakota. Oh, right. The United States has seen the most deaths of any country in the world from the coronavirus at nearly 183,000. The U.S. now ranks 11th in deaths per capita, behind countries including Sweden, Brazil, Italy, Chile, Spain, the U.K., Belgium, and Peru. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.